Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Onye densa unsa akama turugima mama e onye dike dike nile akama turu mama e o korobia de ma mama jaye chimodu mama e narekele mo narototo Sansa Gibuchimo Onye Densa Unsa Unsa Agama Tirugima Mamae
Mamae
Onye Dike
Onye Dike
Jehovah, Meliwo, Meliwo, Imasi Binigwe,
Bless your name. Just pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody. Sabalaya ladash. Blessed be your name. We bless your name. We worship him. In Jesus' name we worship. Clap the hands. Where you lead me, I will go. Cause you are the way, truth, and the life. Jesus.
You never leave me nor forsake me,
except you build a house, the build of you be there. I got to follow you, they go. Anywhere you lead me, I'm the go.
Jesus, my life is for your glory, your glory. You make your grace make a different range, just embarrass me, oh. I like you, oh. I like the way you make me, oh. You make a little sinner to feel like I'm a beating, oh. Your grace make a different range, just embarrass me, oh. I like you, oh.
Follow you, they go.
Anywhere you lead me, I go, go. Jesus, my life is for your glory, your glory. You make a little thing like a movie, like a beating, no. Your place make a different range, just embarrass me, oh. I like you.
Say you make the little things that do me like an ability. You praise me.
I
like it, oh yeah. I like the way you delight me, oh. Hallelujah. All right, take your seat. Praise God. Amen. These are months of what? These are months of what? Now I know you are not in school of the spirit. These are months of what? Spiritual warfare. So last Bible study, I think we started the teaching on spiritual warfare. True? Every month we teach on that month. We started the teaching on spiritual warfare. I'm not going to run through that, but just say a few things, then we'll continue today. Ephesians 6:12 is our... There are several scriptures for spiritual warfare. And I did mention most of them to you. Amen. I told you there are scriptures when warfare is concerned that you must present before the Lord. When you come before God, the Bible says, come with, you take with you words. You take with you what? When you come before God, take with you words. You take words with you. Okay? So it doesn't matter the posture you take. The Bible said, the angel of the Lord speaking to Daniel, Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12, from the first day that thou didst set thyself to chasten thy heart, set thy heart to chasten thyself before the Lord thy God, thy words were heard, and I have come for thy words. So God came for his words. When you go into God's presence, Hosea 14:2, take with you words. Amen. So you must take words with you. Take with you words when you go into the presence of God. God is ever willing to hear your prayers. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 9, he said, you shall call, the Lord will answer. You shall cry, he shall say, here am I. You will call, the Lord will answer. When you cry, he shall say what? Here am I. So God is ever ready to answer your prayer. Ever willing to grant your desire. But there's a thing called warfare. Life is spiritual. I explained to us last Bible study, life is spiritual. If you want to control life, you must understand the workings of the spirit. You must understand the workings of the spirit. Romans 8:8 is the spirit that quickeneth. Romans 8:8 is a day that are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 8:9, for he that has not the spirit of God is not of him. John 6:63 is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. So you must understand that to rule this world, you must know the workings of the spirit. This we are them that are of the circumcision. Philippians 3:3, and we have no confidence in the flesh. If the flesh is still your confidence, then you will lose the war. We are of the circumcision, we worship God in the spirit, and we have no confidence in the flesh, because the flesh we fail. The flesh we fail. 1 Samuel 2:9, for by strength shall no man prevail. For by strength shall no man prevail. Romans 9:16. Not of him that runneth or willeth, but of God that showeth mercy. So fix your heart that life is spiritual. Somebody say life is spiritual. Say life is spiritual. So if you must overcome the conflict of life, then you must, of a necessity, priority, compulsion, be a man and a being of the spirit. Is so important. Spiritual warfare. Everything happening in the physical is a replay of what has happened in the spiritual. Daily there is a battle. Daily there is a war. I explained to us that enemies are normal to destiny. Once you have a glorious destiny, it attracts enemy. Every glorious destiny is like honey. It attracts ants. Okay? And every glorious destiny is like honey. It attracts ants. It attracts like sugar. It attracts ants. Enemies are normal. You will see enemies from the beginning of scripture to the end of scripture. Enemies have always shown up. Genesis 14:20, God said to Abraham that God has delivered thy enemies into thy hand. Genesis 14:20, God has delivered thy enemies into thy hand. Genesis 22:17, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens and the sand on the seashore. And thy seed shall possess, Genesis 22:17. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Genesis 49:8, the Bible says, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise, for thy leg shall be on the neck of thy enemy. So enemies are normal. Exodus 23:22, God said, I'll be an enemy to thy enemies, an adversary to thy adversary. So enemies are very normal. Deuteronomy 28:7. Deuteronomy 28:25. So shall the Lord cause thy enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come in one way, and they shall flee in seven ways. Numbers 10:35 and Psalm 68:1. Moses actually said it before David said it. Numbers 10:35. And Moses said that, and David repeated it in Psalm 68:1. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Numbers 10:35. That's what I said. And let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. And the still say, as wax melt before the fire, so let the enemies melt before the presence of our God. Psalm 18 verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. So enemies abound. Enemies are normal. Praise God. Praise God. And I told us that you see enemy, you see battles. And I told that the first reason why you must go into warfare is because of your star. Somebody say, because of my star. I spent time talking about stars that day. There are weapons to fight. Amen. One of the reasons why we must go into warfare is because we are in the last days. These are perilous times. Somebody shout, perilous times. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Another word for perilous, the word perilous, it comes from the word chalepo in Greek, which means difficult, hard, dangerous, furious, fierce. Amen. This know also, if we get other translations, you understand the times you are living in. Remember that there will be difficult times in the last days. This is scriptures. Don't be naive. There are difficult times ahead. You see, when you tell people there are difficult times ahead, they start saying, I reject it. I cancel it. Even the last person who canceled it still experienced it. We must be battle ready. You must prepare your heart in such a way that when it comes, it doesn't take you unaware. Only a stupid student binds exam. Only a stupid and unprepared student. There are people, when they hear rapture, they are panicking. Are you aware? They panic. You panic because you are not prepared. You panic because you are not prepared. You panic over exams, but you are not prepared. When you are prepared for exam, in fact, when you are well read, you wish the exam can be that day. When you are well read, you read back to back, you are wishing the exam could be that day. But when you are not prepared, you do everything to avoid exams. Have you seen a lecturer? Most lecturers do that when especially when some students, they are not comfortable which are not in class. They'll just set a test. Right? Yeah. So those who are not prepared, when they hear, get out this, we are going to do a test. What's the reaction of the class? Oh! Ha! Hey! But sir, you didn't tell us. Glory to God. But those who are prepared, they are not worried. When you are prepared, you are not afraid of warfare. You must get to understand. That's why some things I say from scriptures, I tell you this is not to threaten you, not to make you afraid, but to make you prepared. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:32, he said, after the manner of men, I fought with beasts at Ephesus. After the manner of men, I fought with beasts at Ephesus. So there are people who are men. You look at them, you think they are human beings. They are not. They are beasts. Animals, the heart they have, the imagination of their heart is beast-like, and they can do and undo. They have no recourse to anything. Am I talking to somebody here? They have no recourse to anything. No wonder Bob David was speaking in Psalm 22. Is it verse 2? He said, the bulls have besetted me. Bulls have encompassed against me. He said, the wicked bulls of Bashan. Psalm 22, I think. The wicked bulls of Bashan. No wonder he cried in verse 11 of Psalm 22. He said, be not far from me, O God, because trouble is near. Don't be far, because trouble is very close. I'm surrounded by the bulls of Bashan. The wicked bulls of Bashan have besetted me. So we're in the last days. We are in difficult days. What does the last days mean? The last day means that the time where they'll be falling away of Christians. Falling away of Christians. Those who once held God tight will fall away. What does the last days mean? The perilous time mean the times of persecution. Whether you like it or not, the church is going through persecution. The Christians in the south are the most unserious set of people. Go to the north. They don't know if the next day they will die. They are in church. They told them that they are burning churches. They are bringing down churches. Yet they still come to church to serve God. They said they burnt a church next to them. You still see them in their own church. They are ready. If you want to kill us, kill us. I saw a piece in Afghanistan when they told them little children with their parents, the Afghanistan armies had the gun and cocked it. Are you for Jesus? And the mother told the children, said, now we are going to see Jesus. Tell them you are for Jesus. And the children said, are we going to die? He said, no, we are not dying. We are leaving this world to another world. We are going to see Jesus. The children held their mother. They said, we are for Jesus. They shot them, spread them. They died with smiles on their face. You hear knockout now. You are laughing. See, you are laughing. I'm being serious. You are laughing. You hear knockout now. Boom! All you heard is just the one threat. Can there be a threat and you still serve God? Can there be a threat and you still hold God firm? Can there be a threat on your life? They say this, there's going to be a bomb here. Imagine say, there's going to be a bomb in church right now. And you still come to Bible study ready to say, if that is my last worship to God, I'm ready. The Christians in the South, see the way Northern Christians are crazy for God. Persecuted, beaten, molested. They are still saying we will serve Jesus. But the Christians in the South are so comfortable playing with their life, playing with themselves. They'll be reminding people to come to church. On Sunday, they will have to do announcement to remind somebody that Tuesday is Bible study. Friday, they are reminding you. Because they don't remind you that if at that week they didn't remind you, you didn't come. Why didn't you come? They didn't announce it. It has become a part of some people. You see, the Christians, that's why they don't joke with their Christianity. Am I talking to somebody here? Those who were in that religion before, when they come to this one, check people who are on fire, check people who are addicted, check people who are passionate about God. When they leave that place, I think verse 2. He said, many bulls have come past me. Strong bulls of Bashan. Addicted. Somebody can be fasting and cursing. Somebody can be fasting and pressing phone all through, not praying. When I was a Muslim, my father was a Muslim too. Anytime we want to offend my father, we make sure it's fasting period. Do anything, my father will not touch you. He will hold himself, he will shake his head. But before they shoot gun, disappear. That's what we'll do. Before they shoot the gun, we'll just run away. You know, it's gone. They have to shoot. Go out. Everybody go and eat. Okay. Before you hear that sound, we'll just run. Once it's getting to 10 minutes, 20 minutes, we know we'll just disappear. We won't come back till morning. And that morning again, they have shotgun that nobody should eat. So we withdraw at this period. Do anything, it won't touch you. There's reference. Because it feels that if it touches you, you have spoiled the fast. Do anything. That, so we'll target that period. We'll go and do some fights, quarrel, come to break somebody's head. My father will carry, we'll go and treat them. He'll look at you. Hey, hey. If he has me, I'm fasting. So he looks at you, and at the end of the day, you don't sleep at home. Because if once he hear that gun, he will say he should call you. It's judgment day. So we'll just disappear. Wait, we'll sleep in our friend's place. Once it's 5:30. Hey! Hallelujah. What I say? John. Honore Gary. John. Honore Fier. John. Honore Az. John. What I say? John. Don't worry. If you are not from here, you don't understand. What I'm saying, what it means, what I'm actually trying to say, what I'm exactly trying to say, what I've intended to say is what I say, Jojo. Okay. Praise God. You could see reference. That's why the best thing God used to describe Christianity is military. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No man worried, entangled himself with the affairs of this life that it might please him who has come to be a soldier. Soldier, when they say attention, bam, even if there's a flag, he stands at ease. No matter what, he stands. Somebody's wife walked into a general's office and was screaming at the general, why did you post my husband today? Why did you post my husband? The husband looked at the young man, Colonel! Say, yes, sir! Slap her. And the man was shaking. He looked at the wife, Colonel obeyed the last order. Why? After slapping, I'm sorry. That's military. I didn't say you should slap your wife. I'm just telling you. I'm giving you an illustration. Amen. So it's important. We are in the last days. The last days are the days of persecution. The days of spiritual apostasy. It's the days of when people... Are you noticing now they are burning some churches? They are bombing churches? Burning worship houses. It's the days where there will be an Islamization agenda. Whether you like it or not, some people are trying to miss words to say it. There's an agenda to Islamize the world. Not just Nigeria. But those who have tried it don't survive. Gaddafi tried it. God bombed him. Gaddafi wanted to bring the world under one currency. The president of Libya wanted to bring the world under one currency. He was not a bad person to his country. He was not a bad person to his country. Libyans can tell you that when Gaddafi was president, Libya was good. When a person gives birth to a child, at least $1,000 or $5,000, for anybody that gives birth to a child, they give you $1,000. You try that in Auchi. One person will give birth 3 times in a year. Don't ask him, don't ask her how. So far, baby came. He was taking up his people. The value of the currency was almost close to $1. Went to Islamize the place. That was one thing that God would not allow. Am I communicating here? The agenda to Islamize Nigeria will not stand. It will stand. It will not stand. When we sit down today, people will sit down today. The discussion they are having is discussion that is very senseless. Stupid discussion. People will sit down, they are discussing cow. Where should cow be passing? Where should cow be passing? Health is failing. Things are failing. People will sit down. They are sitting round table. Educated people, professors with PhD. What are they discussing? Grazing, non-grazing, ranching. We are discussing cow. We have come to a point, we left human beings and we are discussing the survival of cow. You are laughing. Is that what's happening now? Sometimes I can't even talk about it because me even talking about it is an insult. I'm talking about cow. People see that's what governors will see that's what they're discussing. All southern governors gathered and met. What are their discussion? Let's discuss ranching. Education. No jobs. Youths have no jobs. We are not discussing how we can get employment for our youth. We are discussing ranching. Grazing. It's very easy. If you want to rear a cow, buy land. Put your cow there. They are not talking about that. You don't bring your cow to my land. No. Is it my cow? Some things don't make sense. We should give special place to those rearing cow. No problem. There are also people rearing pig. We should give special place to those rearing pig too. Those who have poultry, they are rearing fowl. Baby. Say you want to do meeting. You will do meeting up to Tolo Tolo. Up to Tolo Tolo, you will do meeting. Since all of us now is meeting for cow, meeting for fowl, meeting for goat, let's gather animal. Let's know it's a presidency of animal. So let's gather very, very, very malustic mentality. You are discussing cow. Very annoying. Governors are saying, what rubbish is that? See how they have taken Nigeria back. That will sit down to discuss. What we are discussing now is cow. South governors gathered in a certain state. What were they discussing? Grazing, open grazing, or closed grazing? It doesn't matter what the name you call it. All of you gathered to discuss cow. Executive governor of state sitting down to discuss cow. That is how they have pushed them back. If you go off, leave this thing on air. Let them be watching me. Are you for what I'm saying? Cow. You know why I don't talk about all these things? Somebody say, Papa, don't talk anymore. Because it doesn't make sense. I should have a healthy discussion. In those days, when people die, they keep cow. Now, if cow die, they keep people. It's very stupid. I don't talk about such things. I just preach my Bible and walk away because to me, we have not come to that point. We don't even need that conversation. Cow business is private business. It's private. It's not Nigeria business. Cow business is private business. It's not Nigeria business. If we will discuss cow, let's discuss pig. Let's discuss goat. Let's discuss ram. Let's discuss chicken. No animal is more superior to another animal.
You say cow give meat, fowl give egg.
No animal is more superior to another animal. Are you following me? Yes, all animals are equal. Don't make sense. Now we have come to that point. You don't let them carry your cow, they kill you. You don't let them, sorry, give them a space for the cow, they kill you. That's how degenerate you have become. Doesn't make sense. You want to discuss with me if that your cow must pass through my land, I should come and sign. They're not born you where. I should come and sign. And some governors are even discussing. It doesn't make sense. Donating your ancestral land to cow. See the audacity. Your father's land. Somebody is telling that you should enter your father's land, your grandfather's land that they gave you. That you must agree for them to enter that land. Or they kill you. Anyway, we are in the last days. So like I was saying... What was I saying before? Okay, like I was saying, people are being killed. All of these are symptoms and signs. Look at Benue State. Have you seen what's happening in Benue? Because the governor put his foot down. God bless that governor. The man said no. They have attempted to kill him twice. Amen. They've attempted to kill him twice. They've attempted me too, twice. Once you speak the truth, they say they can. And the problem is this. There are people you can't kill. Don't even bother. Don't try. Because they are not speaking of themselves. They have a backing of God. To try to take their life is you are tempting God. You are insulting and abusing God. Amen. But the truth of the matter again is this. Nigerians are not people you won't fight for. That's the truth. Now, some Nigerians like to suffer. That's the truth. When you are fighting for them, they are the ones that will still attack you. Pastor, face your work, face church work. I'm telling you, we have to balance this thing. Don't say face church work, oh pastor, are you a politician? You are fighting for them all. Are you for what I'm talking about? Say, oh, some people must suffer. It's the contract they have. It's the agreement they have to suffer. You try to talk for them, oh, you are wasting time. Where is Gani for me today? Where is Gani that will speak against bad leadership? How many people are taking care of his children now? How many people are taking care of Fela's children? Doesn't matter whether you call Fela any name. Fela was a man that was speaking the truth. How many people? So if you are talking for Nigeria, you are speaking the country, not talking for them. If you are speaking, speak your truth. Don't speak for nobody. Because when they come for you, nobody will stand with you. Nobody will stand with you. So we are speaking our truth because it's our truth. We are not speaking for anybody. Some youths are not tired of suffering. So they enjoy it. You see anything, they will start insulting you on top. Every nation gets the leaders they deserve. Every country, they get the leaders they deserve. Are you following me? Yeah. Have you noticed, if you are a social media enthusiast, have you noticed when people don't agree with something, they start insulting you? You notice that? They don't give you freedom of expression. The same thing they are complaining that the leaders are doing. That if you come after the leader, if you speak against the leader, they will arrest you. You are doing that online. So the difference between both of you is that you don't have power yet. Once you have power, you do the same. Are you seeing the reflection? It's the same thing. How can they arrest somebody for speaking truth? Somebody just says something you don't agree with. You're already insulting his father, insulting his mother, calling him names. So that's a big dictator. You are a small dictator. That's a dictator who has guns and everything. You are a dictator who has data. So it's just a matter of time. Glory to God. Terrorists everywhere. All those are proofs of end time. Eradication of Christianity from schools. It's so annoying how some people... I heard somebody say that when I go to a place, an office, somebody will say, we'll go to an office, people are praying. He doesn't like it. Why would they carry church work to office? Excuse me. They won't say that to the other religion. The other religion, no matter what you are doing, if it's their prayer time, they'll go and pray. They won't say that. Christianity familiarization.
has made people, they are trying to talk down anything Christianity. They are trying to attack anything Christianity. Anything Christianity. And it's people who are calling themselves privileged scriptural people that are doing all this nonsense. You see a church, we pray, the next you carry it and put the church prayer meeting on social media. If China prayed, China, do they pray like this? China, do they pray like this? They don't pray like this. That's why they gave us coronavirus. They don't pray like this. That's why they gave us coronavirus. They don't pray like this. That's why they gave us coronavirus. You are comparing us with China. It's an insult to be comparing Nigeria with China. You are a country that put the world where it is now. China is a developed country. Do they pray like this? They gave us developed coronavirus. Developed coronavirus. Do they pray like this? America, do they pray like this? London, do they? How does what you are saying connect to what you are watching? Your anger is that you hate pastors. That's your problem. You just hate pastors. As if you voted for us. If I talk now, they say, is a pastor not a vice president? Does a vice president have a say? Does he have a say? Can he handle the steering wheel of leadership? You want to know what men of God are doing in this country? You want to know the help men of God are giving to this country? Many people are surviving because of pastors. Many people are still surviving. I know there are people that make mistakes. A lot of people, I'm not infallible. We all make mistakes. But you are talking of those who are taking care of people, those who are feeding people, those who are people are surviving on, those who widows, orphans. This church, for example, for 14 years, we have been feeding widows every week. 14 years. We have not missed one day. Why don't you talk about that? Which government has been so consistent? Which government have been so with 14 years every week we are feeding people? For 14 years, every Wednesday or Thursday, women come and they leave with bags of rice. And somebody else, he say, pastor should go and do road as if we are government. Are we local government chairman? Did you vote for me? Why will I do road for you? Am I government? Pastor should build factory. As what? If we do road and build factories, it's because we are just doing that from being good, not because we owe you. You don't pay tithe to me, but you pay tax to government. So what's my business with you? So we have to be very careful. And some of you will join them. When people talk down pastors, talk down those people. You don't know nothing. You can't be talking down things you don't understand. They are bringing down Christianity. It's the spirit of the last days to bring down Christianity, to speak ill of scriptural practices. To speak ill of scriptural practices. You see a fellow Christian telling another Christian, is prayer everything? What I don't understand. What else is everything? Is prayer must is it leave this leave prayer? Someone said to me, oh Jesus, two pastors were arguing. One said, me? Oh, you're lying on me. Oh, I said, calm down. Just give me 1 minute. I'll know the truth now. Papa, no. Even if you know the truth, you forgive him. I don't want to forgive. I said, what do you want to do? He said, no, this one, we'll leave church. Na juju. Pastor! I said, what did he say? He said, God is too merciful. This one, you lie on me. I was quiet. I was just looking at him like this. Juju. Man of God, juju. He said, God is too merciful. Why are you going to lie on me? That was not an error. It was what was in him that came out. I said to them, I don't need to be told anything anymore. You? No matter how you squeeze orange, is it blood that comes out? It's the juice. Blood, no, squeeze it, press it hard, is what is inside that comes out. So what comes out of you when you are pressed is what is inside you. No matter how pressed you are, it's what is inside you. We are in the last days. Amen. I can't get into all of that now. Let me just... Okay. Now, there are weapons for warfare. Now, most people, all they think or know about warfare, when it comes to warfare, they believe in prayer. They believe in fasting. They believe in vigil, which is not bad. But there are some silent principles that helps you fight. There are some silent principles that helps a man to overcome the battles of life. Number one, I'm going to consider them, the spirit of loyalty. Loyalty is a weapon. Loyalty is an armor. When you understand the power of loyalty, it does what certain loud elements can't do. If you see a man in the Bible, study your Bible from 2 Samuel chapter 11, from verse 1 to 13. We see a man today. That man was called Uriah. Uriah was an example of loyalty. No wonder the Bible says he was a soldier. That word loyalty is a military word. When you hear somebody say, I am loyal, it's a military language. Loyalty! Uriah was a loyal person. Read 1 Corinthians 4, 1 to 2 also. One of the biggest problems we have today in Africa and around the world is the spirit of disloyalty. 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 1 to 2 and 3. 2 Corinthians 4, go to verse 1. 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 1, bring that up before we go to verse 2 about being a faithful servant. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 1. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 1. Let a man so account of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required a steward that a man be found faithful. Loyalty is faithfulness. Loyalty is the quality of being faithful, being in full support. Loyalty is agreeing to stand firm and committed to a cause, even if it requires sacrifice. Loyalty to stand firm and committed to a cause, even if it requires sacrifice. Loyalty. Loyalty. It's not breaking your vow or commitment, even if it requires your blood. It's not breaking your vow or your commitment, even if it requires your blood. Am I talking to somebody here? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, I think verse 4, it says, you have not strived to stand against sin, even to your own blood. It says, you have not resisted yet unto blood, striving against sin. If you bring other translations, it will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. He said, in this all match against sin, others have suffered worse than you. To say nothing Jesus went through, all that bloodshed. Am I talking to somebody here? He said, after all, you have not yet reached the point of sweating blood in your position for sin. He says, since you stand against sin, even if it takes your blood, he said, for in your struggle against sin, you have not yet had to resist to the point of being killed. In other words, loyalty is, I am standing for this, even if it kills me. Loyalty. And that's what we don't have in the body of Christ. Let me tell you what loyalty is not. Loyalty is not being faithful to evil. When they say being loyal, don't be faithful to an evil cause. Loyalty, being faithful to an evil cause, is not loyalty. What loyalty is not? Loyalty is not a one-time thing. I stand for you today, tomorrow you stand for yourself. That's not loyalty. That's the spirit of Judas. Loyalty is not lip service. The Bible says in Matthew 15 from verse 8, these people draw to me with their mouth, their heart is far from me. Loyalty is not lip service. What loyalty is not? Loyalty is not lip service. Amen. Amen. Loyalty. Where is loyalty needed? Loyalty to God. The first loyalty you must have is loyalty to God. If you must be loyal to anyone, that person must owe his loyalty to God. If he's not loyal to God, you owe him no loyalty. The first loyalty is loyalty to God. You must be loyal to him. Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 13. You must be loyal to God. Deuteronomy 11 13. You must be loyal to God. You must be loyal to God. It shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. So loyalty to God is loving God with all your heart, serving him with all your soul, following him with all your strength. So loyalty to God is the first form of loyalty. Loyalty to God is the best form of loyalty. The second form of loyalty is loyalty to prayer. Loyalty to prayer.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 12, Romans 12, 12, loyalty, your loyalty should be to prayer, rejoicing, patient in tribulation, constant, continuing instant in prayer. You must give yourself to prayer. Acts chapter 6 and verse 4, he said, we'll give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word of God. So your addiction, your commitment, your consecration, your focus, your stamina, your energy, everything inside of you, you are loyal to prayer. Don't postpone prayer time. When you wake up by 1, don't say you want to sleep and wake up by 4. No, when you wake up by 1, pray. When prayer crosses your mind, pray. When fasting crosses your mind, fast. Stop waking up by 11 and choose to sleep till 2. No, what happened to that 11? Pray. There are some people who wake up by 1 and they look at their time. This is not yet 3. Witches have not gathered. You know, there are people that have that mentality. Are you aware? This mentality that is 3 to 5. Am I talking to somebody here? So I will carry my body now and I will go and lie down for who? No, it's very funny now. And people do it. I'm not against those who own spa. So don't get angry if you have a spa. Say, I'm running down your business. I'm just, if somebody's going to come, then let him come with his wife. Excuse, let the wife do it. Keep your hand to yourself. Hello? Keep your hand to yourself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. The benefits of loyalty is that loyalty commands God's blessing. When you are loyal to God, He's loyal to you. Loyalty commands God's loyalty. Your loyalty to God commands God's loyalty. Your loyalty to God, Proverbs 18 and verse 25, your loyalty to God commands God's loyalty. When you are loyal to God, He's loyal to you. Loyalty commands preservation. Psalms 31, 23. Loyalty commands preservation. Once you are loyal, you enjoy divine preservation. Oh, love the Lord, all ye His saints. He preserveth the faithful. He preserveth the faithful. Your loyalty communicates divine preservation. When you are loyal to God, you automatically, invariably, inadvertently enjoy His preservation. Loyalty to God commands blessings to you. Deuteronomy 11, 13 to 15. Loyalty to God commands and communicates blessings to your life. In the name of Jesus, receive blessings. Matthew 25. Okay, let's read this verse. It shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandment, which I commanded this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Verse 14, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, you will get rain in your land in due season. He said, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. Verse 15, see what the word says. He said, I will send grass in thy feet for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Wherever you hear the sound of my voice, I decree upon your life, the blessings of loyalty will fall upon you. How do I enjoy loyalty? How do I enjoy loyalty? How do I walk in loyalty? Pray out disloyalty. Pray it out. Pray out. Pray out. There are some people, by family connection, by foundational forces, by where they came from, there's a spirit of disloyalty. Their father was like that. Their mother was like that. It runs in the family. Pray it out of your life. Pray out disloyalty. Pray it out of your life. Avoid disloyal people. Avoid disloyal people. 2 Kings chapter 2. If you read verse 3, certain sons of the prophet said to Elisha, God is taking your master from you today. That was a spite. That was a slight. They said that to ridicule him. In other words, are you aware that this man that is a prophet, that you have been following sheepishly, that you have been following like a fool, are you aware he's leaving you today? It was a slight. It was a spite. It was a ridicule. It was a mockery. What did Elisha say? Hold your peace. Nobody can tell you anything about anybody unless you open the room for a conversation. So if somebody walks to you and say, this is what somebody said, please, it's not that person that said, it is him that said. My father said to me, it's not the man that said you are a fool that insulted you, it's the man who comes to tell you. That's what my father told me. It's anyone who comes to tell you what somebody said against you is the one who has said something. Because the one who said it behind you because he was afraid of you. But the one who comes to tell you, I was somewhere and they said, he said, hold that person. That's the one insulting you. So it's very, very important that we get that. He said, hold your peace. I'm not interested. Don't start. That's my lifestyle. You start a topic about somebody. What do you want to tell me? There is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. Somebody told the Archbishop, he said, anytime we want to tell you something, you don't let us talk. He said, because I'm not interested, I don't want to hear. The man said, that's why God put us here, to be hearing for you. That's why God put us here, so that we'll be hearing for you. The Archbishop said, hearing for me is not a calling, neither is it a gift. Don't hear lies for me. Hear good for me. Am I talking to somebody here? Have you seen people? Let your church raise the dead. They won't see anything. Let your church feed the poor. They won't see anything. Let your church be celebrated. But if there is one negative post, they'll forward it to you. Have you seen such people? Why have you not blocked them? Such a person is trying to let you know they don't wish you well. Why? What is negative? You see them bring down their head. Discipline yourself, number three. To walk in loyalty, to cultivate loyalty, discipline yourself. That's your mouth. There are tendencies to talk nonsense. That's your mouth. Discipline it. Discipline yourself when there are issues that come up. A statement of disloyalty about to be expressed. Kill it. Loyalty to God first. People start saying things. How they have prayed and nothing is happening. Make sure what comes out of your mouth is God is faithful. God is able. God cannot lie. Not they say, I've been praying and praying, nothing is happening. You now join them. Even me too. See, you 3 days fast, dry. Me seven. I went to mountain. 7 days fasting, no brushing of teeth. No bathing, no nothing. I didn't brush. I didn't talk to man for 7 days. I didn't see the sun. I was indoors in the presence. I came out. No. Loyalty to God. Nobody will talk down your father. He said, I prayed, nothing has happened. Tell them. That means there's something wrong somewhere. Because God is not a man for him to lie. He said, but I've been fasting. God is faithful. My God must answer. I've been doing this. My God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Never allow him provoke you to now send the same thing. To now feel bad as if prayer has no potency. No matter what he says, I'm loyal to my God. Am I talking to somebody? Over the years, I've always said that to people when they tell me, Apostle, I've prayed. I say, you have not prayed enough. This God I know answers prayer. Oh, I've done everything, it's not happening. You have not done enough. This God I know is a God that answers prayer. I've been praying for prosperity. This God I know. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Oh my God, it doesn't matter what is going on. The word of God is powerful to save, is mighty to save. It's not my word like hammer, it's not my word like fire that breaketh the rock in pieces. Child of God, be loyal in your declaration about your father. Don't let anybody talk down your father. Don't let anybody talk down the Most High. Don't let them start telling you all the problems they have been through as if they are underestimating the power of God. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That same power that now dwells in you. That same power that quickens your mortal bodies. Am I communicating? That same power that is mighty to save. Hebrews 7:25. He said he's able to save to the uttermost them that come to God, believing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. In Job 42:2, I know that thou can do all things and nothing can be withholding from thee. In Psalm 32:17, Lord God, thou made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Nothing is too difficult for thee. And verse 27, he said, I'm the God of
lover of flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I'm speaking about the one that laid the beams of his chambers upon the water. He walks upon the wing of the wind as a chariot. He stretched for the heavens as a curtain. He creates a barrier between water and land. I say water should not return to land. He sits on the circuits of the earth and the sons of men as grasshopper. He laid the foundation stone of the earth and said it should not be removed. He's my bridge over troubled waters. Lamb of God, seven eyes and seven horns. The standing lamb that has a bride. He's the seed of David. He's the root of Jesse. He's the helper of Esther. He's my glory and the lifter of my head. Lift up your hands and shout hallelujah. You can't talk down on my God. That I'm telling you, can't talk down on my God. Goliath tried it. Goliath said, you are all servants of Saul. Who is that God? Which God do you know? Am I talking to somebody here? He said, I've defied you for 40 days. And David said, I'm not coming to you because I want to fight. But I'm coming to you. You are the uncircumcised Philistine. You have defied the armies of the living God. You are dead God. Goliath! You can't talk down on my God. I am loyal to my God. He said, I will give your head to the fishes of this of the fowls of the air and the fishes of the sea. I am loyal to my God. I am loyal to my God. Nebuchadnezzar came out and said, who is that God that can deliver out of my hand? And the three Hebrew boys said, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Even if our God does not deliver us, we will not bow, but we'll know that he's able to deliver us. Pharaoh said in Exodus chapter 5 verse 2, who is the Lord that I should obey him? Who is the Lord that I should obey him? Who is the Lord that I should obey him? And Moses said, I'm going to prove to you. Moses dropped his rod and it became a serpent. The magicians of Pharaoh, they dropped their several rod, it became snakes. There's a difference between serpent and snake. He became snake. The rod of Moses went backward, swallowed the first one, swallowed the second one, swallowed the third one, swallowed the fourth one. He swallowed the seven rods and it did not increase in size. When a snake swallows something, the snake becomes bigger. But this one swallowed seven and maintained the same size. He summarized them to zero. He beat them, turned them to vanity. Am I talking to somebody here? Who are you to speak about my God? And I'll keep quiet. You're in a bus and somebody speaks about your God. Tell him to stop it. Hey, stop that. Not where I am. I can't be here and you are speaking against my God. Who are you to speak against my God? Malaka Soprakatash. One of our members was in labor for almost 3 days. Baby wasn't coming out, wasn't going in. Baby got stuck. Woman was losing strength. Baby was almost dying. I walked to the hospital, popular hospital in town. And the doctor, he said, nothing in this world will bring this baby out. Leave prayer. I said, doctor, don't say that again. I'm here. He said, and so, are you a doctor? I said, don't say that again. Don't say, leave prayer. I serve a God that answers prayer. How dare you say leave prayer? You would have said something else. Focus on your medical line. Talk medically. Don't enter that, even no matter the prayer. How dare you? We should leave prayer. I said, the God I serve answers prayer. Later, so now I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. Doctor said, you are just doing what you are doing. When you are ready to do operation, that's if this woman or the baby is still alive, you call me. And he left. They only called him back when the baby came out. Without any operation. God loves people that stand for him. He said, he that is ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of him before my father. He that denies me before men, I boast of my God. Paul said, I make my boast in the Lord. I make my boast in the Lord. Don't be in a compound where somebody's talking down your God. If you're standing for your God, will make you pack out. Pack out. Talk down your God. I'm loyal to him. My first loyalty is to God. My first loyalty is to God. My first loyalty is to God. The reason why people don't take their Christianity serious today is because it's not tested. My loyalty is to God. I'm loyal to him. I'm loyal to him. Nebuchadnezzar said to them, bow down to this graven image. He said, sir, where we come from, there's an instruction. Thou shalt not bow down to any image, whether made by man or spirit. Sir, we are loyal to our God.
we will not bow. He said, oh really? We will throw you into the fire. But we enter. We are ready to enter. We are loyal to our God, sir. It doesn't matter what it is. You want to put us in the fire? Let's go. Let's go. The man never knew that these were products of fire. Fire does not consume fire. How can you be threatening the children of consuming fire with ordinary petrol fire? Are you following what I'm saying? These were children of fire. They said, we are loyal, we will not bow. Mordecai stood by the king's gate. Everybody, when Haman is coming, everybody start bowing as if Haman is a deity, worshipping him. Mordecai stood straight. I'm a Jew. We're told that thou shalt bow down to no graven image, whether made by man or spirit. That was his offense. It's time! A generation of people that are loyal to their God. There is blessings. They call in your family and say there's a sacrifice you must do. Don't say, well, me, I'm not coming to take money. I'm not going, my money is not going. I'm not doing no nonsense sacrifice. I'm not doing no rubbish sacrifice. Anywhere you send your money, you are a part of. One kobo, I'm not paying. I told you the story. I went to preach in the town, 1997. I went to preach in the town. And as I was entering, some boys blocked the road. We're driving, they blocked the road, they're parking cars. I saw people pay money. We're entering there. I said, what's the matter? I was inside a Benz 190 V padded. Benz 190. And they park. I said, what's the matter? They said they have not been rained for about 2 years or so. So they are inviting one powerful herbalist. It's coming from Ijebode. So anybody entering the town must pay. They have to gather money to go and bring the man. I said, I'm a pastor. I came to do program. I'm not staying. They said, you are here for how many days? I said, 3 days. You will pay. I said, for who? He says, contribution. Adults, this amount. Women, this amount. Youth, this amount. From 18 down, they're not the pay. You don't pass 18 now. You go pay. I said, me. So if I give you money now, you go and give it to a native doctor. I said, yes. I said, why? He said, rain. I said, I'm doing a program here. I'll be here for 3 days. Before I leave, rain will fall. Pastor, forget. How much? I get change. I said, I'm not paying. People gathered. They said, okay. You said rain go fall? I said, yes. On what condition? If rain fall, all the money you have gathered, now go give me. I beg. The pastor, he welcomed me and they told him what happened. Apostle, you told them why you are still here? You would have said where you go. Rain will fall where you go, not where you are still here. I said, sir, it will rain. I said that night, myself and the brother, the first night, there was no program. The program was starting the second day. What we do, we pray through the night till afternoon. The next day, we are praying. All we are praying, Lord, send down rain. Lord, send down rain. Lord, send down rain. We are praying. Ah, Yalabahatasha. This brother is in London. I miss him a lot. We're praying the night. We'll go and look at the sky. Hiragada bayada 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 bayada. We enter again. We're praying. Let it rain. He will go look at the sky. Reka, reka, reka. I said, it must rain. We are blasting in tongues, blasting in tongues, blasting in tongues. Sir, 3 a.m. no rain, 4 a.m. no rain, 5 a.m. no rain, 6 a.m. Our body will get there. But we remember there are people outside waiting. The devil told me, okay, rest for today now. Tomorrow night you continue. I said, no, we pray. Some minutes to 11, we had the sound in the sky. We continued. As we heard the both of us, we heard ourselves. Hey! We started shouting. We are shouting. Raka, 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 raka. The next thing, rain everywhere. It was raining everywhere. We started ducking around. We started jumping around. The wall of Jericho has fallen down flat. The wall of Jericho. We are jumping around. We are excited. That evening, look at crowd. They say, what's the matter? The pastor that brought down rain. The pastor that brought down rain. It was not me that brought down rain. It was Jesus, the Son of the Living God. And everywhere was jam. Am I talking to somebody here? I saw the young man standing. I said, every one person that you remember,
that you gave money, refund their money. The next day before morning session, the people came to church. They stood. As you come, you collect your own back. As you come, you collect your money back. As you come, you collect your money back. All those that paid for rain, we make sure those that could refund, we are members, they were refunded. It's time to boast about my God. You know somebody else will do? Me, I'm not here. I come. I'm still going to go. No, sir. It's an opportunity to display power. Lift your hands to heaven. Father to child, spirit to spirit, lighted by your word. With your bread of life, thus I come, my love, thus I change my world. Father to child, spirit to spirit, lighted by your word. With a bread of life, that's how I come alive, that's how I change my world. So breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me. And auctions that will only manifest in your life the day you make up your mind that in my time Satan will no more make news. God is looking for men. He's hungry and desperately looking for men. But no matter how desperate, no matter God's desperacy over vessels, he is still conscious of qualities. He is still conscious of values. The desperacy of God doesn't make all vessels usable. When I hear people say, Lord, make me a vessel. There are vessels of dishonor. So it's not about asking to be a vessel. Make me a vessel of honor. In a great house, there are many vessels. There are some to honor, some to dishonor. If a man purge himself thoroughly from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, meet and prepared for the master's use, prepared for every good work. God is desperately looking for vessels, but there are criteriums and criterias. Every anointing has a price tag. Don't just look for the anointing, check the price tag.
When you walk into a shopping mall, you don't buy everything. You buy what you can afford. Stop desiring anointing you can't afford. Stop desiring auction you can't pay for. You want to look Oya's anointing. Do you know the price? You want Daddy Adeboye's anointing. Do you know the price? Do you know the price? Somebody met Benson Idahosa. I've done that to myself in my little capacity. Somebody met Archbishop Idahosa. I said, Papa, I want a double portion of your anointing. He said, wait, ask for single portion first. He said, okay, I want a single portion. He said, okay, kneel down. Father, give him problem. Assassination. Scandal. Lies. Rumors. Rejection. Betrayal. He said, ah! I didn't say curse me. I said, I want the anointing. He said, those are the things that bring the anointing I carry. If you do not want heat, leave the kitchen. You don't want heat? Leave the kitchen. You can't make omelette without breaking eggs. So many people, Lord, use me. Yarama, use me. Yarama, use me. As you walk out of that place, there's a temptation that should usher you into becoming a vessel used by God. You avoid the temptation. You come back again the next Sunday. Yarama, use me. Yarama. You walk out, God brings a problem for you. You avoid it. The next day, we enter his gate with thanksgiving. A trouble come. You avoid it. We enter. When will you enter? These are things that come here. Am I communicating? Problems are the price of greatness. Anointing is a school, but adversity is your school fees. So whenever you are ready for problems, then God says, okay, I'm ready to use you. Have a lion heart, because it takes a lion heart to get a lion share. You must be ready. I'm not saying pray for them. No. When they come, stand there. Stand. Face them. Don't pray for them, but they will come. Anytime your life is becoming a mess, it's because God has made you a message. Sometime before, it's your mess that reveals your message. When the devil messes you so bad, makes everybody turn their back on you. You know why? You depended on people too much. You depended too much on people. So God will use them to break your heart. Not Satan. So when everybody leaves you, you can now say like David, I look up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from God, who makes the heavens and the earth. All the people that look me in the eyes and say, Papa, I would rather die than to leave you. I believed them. They stabbed me. I would rather die. A part of me believed them. A part of me trusted them so much. A part of me, even when God revealed to me, I said, it's not possible. When they did what they did to me, I got to a point, I say to myself, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Some of you got to a point, a man entered your life by reason of relationship. It began to affect your relationship with God. You loved him so much that you will cry and beg and plead with him. Just one little offense, you will beg him for 1 month. And even if you sin against God, you don't repent for 1 minute. You offend a man, you are in tears for weeks. But you offend God, all you say is, Father, I'm sorry. You say it with your phone in your hand. So God says, oh, really? You value this man more than me? I will take him away from you. That lady that has made you, even when the message is going on, you can't concentrate because of heartbreak. Because she has said she will leave you. Because of a lady, your heart is broken. You can't pray. You can't fast. God said, I'll make sure that you both don't come together. God severed it. Now you got to a point that you don't care about anything anymore. All you want to do is just to follow God. All you want to do is to follow the will of God. God has brought you to that point where you don't care about anything anymore. You are like the three Hebrew boys. They were holding a sensitive position. It was a good position they had in Israel, in Babylon rather. But they were ready to lose that position. The Bible says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning. You know what that means?
a great man of God. They tied his hand. Popular man of God. Dr. Maupa. And they held him that they were going to kill him. He said, what do you want? They held him. They said, we'll kill you. They carried a cup of drink. Was it Coke or Fanta or something? And they poured poison. They said, drink it. Say, your Jesus is alive. Drink it. Prove to us, if your Jesus can stop this, we'll serve him. We'll touch you with a gun. And he lifted the poison. He said, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this cold water. I thank you for this cold water. And he drank it and dropped it. They were looking at him, looking at his stomach. It will soon burst. It will soon burst. He said, can I get a place to just sleep and just rest for this night? Cold water, calling those things that be not as though they were. This generation, technology. Such a shame. Even those who are gifted, who are talented, all of them are beginning to have a rival mentality. Young pastor that just started ministry, they're already calling you papa. Artists that just started yesterday, you are angry that your face is not on poster. This journey in front of you is very far. If you continue like this, you will disappear before you appear. You want to be treated like a VIP. You come out to minister, you are trying to be careful. When in your generation, there are people that forget their character on the altar. They forget what it means to operate in packaging and penance. All they want is just to please God and express their heart. Someone said to me, Apostle, he called me, I was crying. I said, what? He said, I'm watching Wonders Without Number. I just finished. I know you just left. He said, for 30 minutes I was crying, seeing the way you are praying. He said, you that, what are you looking for again in life? He said, when I see you praying with your whole body, your whole life, you have this, you have that. I said, hey, you are missing it. When I come before his presence, I don't remember all of those things. Because this is who I am. That thing that you are saying is what I have. It's not who I am. This prayer is who I am. Take away those things. It doesn't chop this prayer. That one can go. I have no other hope. It's him I have. So I have to hold the only hope that I have. I say, I don't remember those things. If not, as you are telling me now, I don't remember them. He alone I have. Me alone. Am I communicating? So I'm telling you today, it's time for you to remember your first love. The times where you will pray, you will seek the face of God, you will declare a personal fast, personal vigil, personal prayers to seek God, to seek his face. You owe him. Your life is in his hand. Let him control it. No man can have it. When you put it in his hand, not your father, not your mother, if they conspire against you tomorrow, God can take them out. Your life. One day I saw Divine, my daughter, Divine. She was looking so skinny. She wasn't eating. Everybody was complaining. She would not eat. She's walking past me on the staircase. I was happy. It's okay. It's good. It's fine. She's like that. But she was getting skinny. So I called her. I said, come. Can you write your prayer points? Can you tell me your prayer? Calm down. Calm down. She said, okay, sir. She wasn't eating. So I saw her sitting with her mom and she was looking so skinny. I said, Didi, what's going on? As a father, I was worried. Because we live in a generation, Africa, if you are too skinny, they say you are suffering. America, if you are too skinny, they say, wow, you look good. No, it's the truth. I said, before, people will think that your parents are not feeding you. And the mother said, Toko. In fact, the mother, that they called her, the mother was feeding her, forcing her. So open your mouth. Oh yeah. So I say in this house, for the next 6 months, if you fast again, I want to hear morning, afternoon, evening, you are eating. Okay, daddy.
Okay, daddy.
As I walked into the room, I felt a wind, boom, on my face. Have you seen when they try to slap somebody? You know that wind? I felt on my, physically, boom. And I heard the voice, how dare you stop my daughter from fasting? I went to my bedside, I went to my knees. I said, have mercy. You think she's your daughter? You only brought her to this world. I own her. So I went back to her. Fast, oh, fast, 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 fast. The boss has just warned me. I said, fast, fast, fast. Many of us have lost that. You get to a point that you now think you're a pastor, so you're not familiar with God. No wonder as a pastor, you're not ashamed that you still eat in the dream. You still have sex in the dream. You're a pastor. Because God discovered you have become so familiar, so casual. I don't want to talk to those who feel they are Christians. I don't talk to those who feel they know God. I want to talk to those who feel they want to know God. I don't want to talk to those who think they are anointed. I want to talk to those who are asking God for the anointing. I don't want to talk to those who feel they know the Bible. I want to talk to those who are saying, teach me thy laws. I don't want to talk to those who think they are qualified for the next move of God. I want to talk to those who are praying for a revival in their lives, in their walk with God, in their spiritual life, in their walk with God. Where is Mama Bode? That woman came to my house from an Orthodox church. Many of you know her. She has the biggest house fellowship, two of us. She came to my house from an Orthodox church. When she came to my house, she didn't know nothing. She came as a cook. Fire fell on her. Fire fell on her. Today she's praying for the sick, ministering deliverance to people, ministering to lives. But that's not how she came. A policeman years ago came to our house and he was at the gate. And he was always observing. The next thing, his colleague saw him. He put his gun in the corner. As he was posted to be the ADC of a governor, he would send me a message. He said, sir, even if they post me to the house of the president, there is something I miss. See, there was this assurance of peace I had. That I knew I was untouchable. As the ADC to a governor of a state, he would send me messages. See, I miss those nights. And there are many of you who have not laid any foundation yet. You are already seeing yourself as a star. What are you building on? Arrogance and bravado? A young boy wants to be a herbalist. The father will tell him, go to a better ground. Lie down for 7 days. Rain will beat you. Sun will shine on you. Don't shake. Even if a snake is crawling on top of you, my son, don't shake. Spirits want to enter you. The boy will stay there for days, will not move. Rain, sun, people will come there, they say, they will run. It's not about that. He will pay that price. And after the third or the fourth day, he comes out loaded with demons. And you that could not stay awake for one night, you want to rebuke him, forgetting that in the law of the spirit, sacrifice is a weapon. Lift your hands. The fragrance of my worship rose up to the Father. Lightning, thundering, earthquake were the response to my worship. The fragrance of my worship rose up to the Father. Lightning, thundering, earthquakes were the response to my worship. The fragrance of my worship rose up to the Father. Lightning's thunderous earthquake were the response to my worship. The fragrance of my worship rose up to the Father. Noises, thunderous earthquake were the response to my worship. First it was fragrance and the tongues of fire. My worship is my weapon. This is how I win my battle. Oh, first it was fragrance and the tongues of fire.
turn it on to fire.
My worship is my weapon.
My worship is my weapon. This is how I win my battle.
Oh, fast is us. And it turns to fire.
And it turns to fire.
My worship is my weapon.
My worship is my weapon.
This is how I win my battle.
This is how I win my battle.
Oh,
fast is us.
And it turns to fire.
Fire.
My worship is my weapon.
My worship is my weapon.
This is how I win my battle.
This is how I win my battle.
Oh,
force equals fragrance.
Tons of fire.
Set it on to fire.
My worship is my weapon.
My worship is my weapon.
This is how I win my battle.
This is how I win my battle.
Oh.
First,
it's a fire.
Set it on to fire.
My worship.
My worship is my weapon.
This is how I win my battle.
This is how I win my battle.
Set forth, it was fragrance.
Set it was fragrance.
Set
it on to fire.
My worship is my weapon.
My worship is my weapon.
This is how I win my battles.
This is how I win my
for the last time.
First, it was fragrance.
The tongue to fire. My worship is my weapon.
My worship is my weapon.
This is
all. This is how I win my battle.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and just.
You've been the house of God when you have not encountered the God of the house.
October Minister Without Blemish is going to be one of the greatest encounters we've ever had with God. I'm looking forward. Are you a pastor? Are you a prophet? Are you a teacher? Are you an evangelist? Are you an apostle? Do you lead a ministry? Do you have a call of God upon your life? Do you sense the hand of God upon you, send you to the nation? Hear me. There is a revival going on right now in the realm of the spirit, and you need to connect yourself. Paul said, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but the demonstration of the spirit and power.
Take!
Amen.
All that you lost. Take!
Amen.
Take it!
Amen.
Take it!
Amen.
Take it!
Amen.
I saw altars in your family. I saw the east. You're from the east. I saw altars in your family that the Lord God Almighty wants to pull down. I was hearing Ugo. That's your name. Ugo.
Papa said, this is a miracle. For 6 years, he's been having heart problem.
Come.
He's been having this severe pain in the heart for 6 years. But he said, while you pray, he noticed something was lifted and now he's free.
Kittitish. It's gone. It's gone. It will never return. In Jesus' name. When you abuse your health, you cut short your ministry.
The anointing can be transferred through two dimensions. It can be taught, it can be caught. So right now, come and get taught and catch the fire of revival. And for those who are worried about the security,
mobility, vessels, God is marking people. Look at the power there. 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 It looks like the record, 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 the God is marking people. Let no man trouble me. I bear Makisa Tila Rakatuga. Equapa, Irakata, Rakata, 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 Rakata,
Let the hands be lifted. Let no man trouble me. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Lord, if there is still one vessel left to be used, let it be me. If there is still one vessel to be used in this generation, in the world of finance, in that career, to depopulate hell, let it be me. If there is still anything left in my life that will stop me from being used as a vessel, Lord, take it away. Lord, take it away. Oh, Lord, take it away. Oh, take it away. Lord, take it away. And God, God is searching for a man. Oh, God is looking for a man who can stand in the gap, crying, spare my people, and heal their broken heart, and give not the inheritance to the heathen. God is searching for a man. Oh, God is looking for a man who can stand in the gap, Christ, spare my people, and heal their broken heart, and give not the inheritance to the heathen. Spare my people, Lord, in my generation. Spare my people, Lord, in my generation. Spare my people, Lord, in my generation, and heal their broken heart, and give not the inheritance to the heathen, and give not the inheritance to the heathen. Oh God, he's searching for a man. Oh God, he's searching for a man who can stand in the dark, cry, spare my people, and heal their broken heart, and give not the inheritance to the heathen. Spare my people, Lord, in my generation. Spare my people, Lord, in my generation, and heal the broken heart. Give not the inheritance to the heathen. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of God, throw your weight upon us. It must increase, I must decrease. It must increase, I must decrease. Let the I in us, the self, the flesh, the personality concept, the arrogance, anything that doesn't look like you, take it away. Whatever is not of you that is still in me, take it away. Make us vessels in these last days. Make us products of the book of Acts, ready to be intimate with the Holy Ghost and to enjoy the workings of God.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless his name. 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 Lift your hands and just love him. You are Adonai, faithful is your name. Miracle walking fire. You are the God most. You are Adonai. You are Adonai. Faithful is your name. Miracle walking fire. You are God. You are telling him. You are Adonai. You are Adonai.
Faithful is your name.
Miracle walking Father.
Miracle walking Father.
Lord, one more time. Tell the Lord. You are Adonai.
You are Adonai.
Wherever you are, upstairs and downstairs, tell Jesus. Miracle walking Father.
Miracle walking Father.
Lord Most High. For the last time. You are Adonai.
You are Adonai. Faithful is your name.
Miracle walking Father.
Miracle walking Father.
Lord Most High.
Lord Most High.
Father, may we not fail our world. May we not fail you. May we not fail you. May we not fail our generation. May we not fail the expectation of these creatures. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ushers, take care of that. Just take care of that. Take care of that. Take care of that. The Holy Ghost is in this place. The Holy Ghost is in this place. The Holy Ghost. Oh, swing low. Sweet chariot is coming down to carry me up. Swing low. Sweet chariot is coming down to carry me. Help them. Help them. Swing low. Sweet chariot is coming down to carry me up. Swing low. Sweet chariot is coming down to carry me up. Bless you, Aliati Kataladash. Listen to me. Look at me. Every one of you under the sound of my voice, whether you are a businessman, whether you are a politician, you are an academician, you are a gospel artist, you are a singer, you are a pastor, a preacher, an apostle, an evangelist, a prophet in the drama ministry, you are a poet, you are a giver of speech speculation, which they call spoken word. Whatever dimension of God you are seeing and people applaud you, people celebrate you, people do everything, always remember, you are what you are by the grace of God. What have you now you have not received? The first time I heard about Pastor Adeboye was in 1998. Prior to that time, I saw him preach in 1992 or so, 93, in Evidence of the Gospel Church in this place. Take care of them on the altar, just kidding, in this place. I saw him preach. I saw him shaking the tambourine. He said, there is somebody here. He was not used to the gym. I said, this man is not. But I saw a serene anointing, a move of God. And I said, okay.
But I wasn't really celebrating it. But in 1998, he had a program called Lekki 98. That program shot Lagos. If you keep your car on Monday, you have to pick your car on Sunday, because no car could move. Because in front of your car, there are over 1,000 cars. Behind your car, there are about 2,000 cars. You will count and count and count and count and count and count. So just leave your car and go home. Lagos was on standstill for days. And Papa Adeboye was in the camp. 1998, the Redeemed camp was not this open. It was like a forest. He was walking, thanking God for such a move of God that shut down the city of Lagos. And the Lord said to him, stoop, means bend. So he felt maybe something was about to fly past. That's why God is telling him to bend. So he stooped. And God said, draw a man. So he used his hand to do seko, which means the head. Did a straight line, which means the neck. Did straight lines, which means the hands. Did one straight line, the body. And God said, stand. He stood. God said, clean it. He cleaned it. God said, the day you attempt to take glory for anything I do, just the way I clean you, clean this, that is that I would clean you. And nobody will know that you ever existed. One day I finished a crusade. It was the crusade that started OFM. Everybody that was in that IC crusade can testify. In that IC crusade, we saw people that were born crippled from birth. We saw, you know, beggars. The beggars, is it Olele, John, they call them. They brought beggars from that place. We saw people's legs were twisted, legs becoming straight. Miracles, the whole town shook. My house, people almost carried, surrounded. I had to leave my house, ran to a hotel. The hotel manager chased me because over 400-500 people came to the hotel. I was moving from, I couldn't stay anywhere because the miracles that were happening. And one day the Lord said to me, take a pen and paper. The last day of the program, it was too much. It was too much. As we drive into the venue of the program, people start falling. We have not even come that, we're just driving. How do they know we have come? You see a crowd, everybody going under the power. And it was overwhelming. And the Lord said, take a pen and the Bible. I took a pen. 2004. He said, write, I will give God the glory. Write like you are writing like a child. Don't let the words touch each other. You write one, that's I, W, I. The words must not touch each other. Right? I will give God the glory. I will give God the glory. 400 times. Many of you have heard that. Me give that testimony story before. And I wrote it 400. It wasn't easy to write. We have to be careful so that the words, the letters, don't touch each other. And I was being careful. After writing, I will count. I thought I've written over 1,000. When I count, it was 80. Jesus Christ. I continued. After writing 400, I said, wow. He said, tear it. He said, tear it now. Tear it fast. I tore. He said, you see all this effort. The day you take my glory,